This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
They used the pandemic, sometimes referred to as the China virus, where it originated, as an excuse to mail out tens of millions of ballots, which ultimately led to a big part of the fraud, a fraud that the whole world is watching. And there is no one happier right now than China. So we're not looking to show you 25 faulty or fraudulent votes, which don't mean anything because it doesn't overturn the state, or 50 or 100. We're showing you hundreds of thousands, far more than we need, far more than the margin, far more than the law requires. We can show many times what is necessary to win the state. The media knows this, but they don't want to report it. In fact, they outright refuse to even cover it because they know the result if they do. Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay. I just keep on going forward because I'm representing 74 million people, and in fact, I'm also representing all of the people that didn't vote for me. The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And it's been like living in hell. Our opponents have proven many times, again and again, that they will say and do anything to get back into power. The corrupt forces who are registering dead voters and stuffing ballot boxes are the same people who have perpetrated one phony and fraudulent hoax after another. You've been watching it now for 4 years. These entrenched interests oppose our movement because we put America first. They don't put America first. And we're returning power to you, the American people. They don't want America first. They only want power for themselves. They want to make money. That's why they don't want me as your president. I've been investigated from soon after I announced I was running for president, when I immediately went to number one in the Republican primary polls. The investigations never stopped. They went on for 4 years. And I won them all. I beat them all. Russia, Russia, Russia. The impeachment hoax. And so much more. Robert Mueller spent $48 million of taxpayer money investigating me for 2.5 years, issued over 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, issued 230 orders for communications records, and conducted 500 witness interviews, all looking to take me down. There was no collusion in the end. None whatsoever. Senator Marco Rubio, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, stated the committee found no evidence that then-candidate Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with the Russian government. And I thank Senator Rubio for that statement. Now I hear that these same people that failed to get me in Washington have sent every piece of information to New York so that they can try to get me there. It's all been gone over, over and over again. For $48 million, you go through tax returns, you go through everything. The New York Attorney General, who recently ran for office, campaigned without knowing me, stating, "We will join with law enforcement and other attorneys general across this nation in removing this president from office." I never met him. "It's important that everybody understand," she said, "that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end. And all it's been is a big investigation in Washington, New York, and any place else that...
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under their great reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important. I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, and 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Since ruined millions of lives, killed hundreds of thousands, and by the way, without question, deeply affected the outcome of our presidential election here in the United States, the coronavirus pandemic. And it's not what we thought it was. We've been lied to. The latest evidence comes from samples collected during Red Cross blood drives last year and now analyzed by the Centers for Disease Control. In a study published on Monday, researchers tested 39 blood samples from the states of California, Washington, and Oregon. That blood was collected between December 13th and December 16th, 2019. At the time, no one in the United States had heard of COVID-19. The Chinese government didn't even acknowledge its existence until December 31st. And yet, every one of those samples just tested has come back positive for the coronavirus antibodies. All of them. Keep in mind that antibodies don't develop for at least a week after exposure to the virus. That means the Wuhan coronavirus was being transmitted throughout the American population far earlier, possibly months earlier, than we were told. What does that mean exactly? And how did it happen? We don't know yet how it happened, but we know for certain that it did. The CDC has found dozens more positive samples from blood tests taken at the beginning at the end of December, and they found them in many other parts of the country, across the country, Michigan, Iowa, Massachusetts. Analysis of tests in other countries has shown even earlier spread of the virus. Scientists now know the virus, the coronavirus, spread to Italy as early as last September, and to South America 2 months later in November. So clearly, what we have been told for almost a year about the origins of the coronavirus is not true. Why are we just learning this now, a month after a presidential election? We've had reliable antibody tests since the summer. So no one thought to test Red Cross blood samples until now? Why weren't elected officials demanding a coherent account of where this virus that has changed American history forever, where this virus came from, how it got to the United States, and how it spread through our population? Why don't we know that yet? Because nobody seemed to care. Our elected officials were too busy enjoying their newfound power. They were shutting down small businesses, arresting people for kayaking without masks. Back in January, 11 months ago, the Department of Homeland Security warned that American airports could be ground zero for a new pandemic. But Congress yawned. They were occupied that day. On January 24th, a day when these blood samples now prove the virus had already spread across the continent, the Trump administration held a classified briefing on the coronavirus for the entire U.S. Senate. But only 14 senators showed up for it. Why was that? Well, that briefing was held on the very same day as the deadline for sins for impeachment. So the people in charge of protecting the country were not worried about coronavirus. Instead, they were standing in front of their mirrors, rehearsing their star turns, the moment when they could finally confront Alan Dershowitz about the dreaded Zelensky phone call. Now they're claiming the pandemic caught them completely by surprise. How did they get away with that? They get away with it because our public health establishment gives them cover and has all year. 2 days before that classified Senate briefing that only 14 senators showed up for, Dr. Tony Fauci went on television to reassure Americans they could relax. Calm down, America. You can trust the Chinese government. If the Chinese are telling us that this virus jumped from a pangolin in a wet market and no one even knew it existed until New Year's Eve and we're doing our very best to contain it, then that's what happened.
China has been known to fiddle with their stats before. Do you trust what they are telling us about this illness?
From what I can see right now, they really are being much, much more transparent than what happened with SARS, where they really kept back information for a while. It was embarrassing to them. They're really transparent now. They put the sequence of the virus up on the public database right away. So in that respect, they've been transparent.
They're really transparent now, said Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, in a well-functioning country, a line like that would make certain that you never work in public policy again. Transparent? Transparently dishonest. We know that for certain. Chinese officials are now claiming the virus came to their country from somewhere else. It arrived in frozen food, possibly as a bioweapon staged by the U.S. military. They're not saying that in secret. They're saying it on social media. But so far, Twitter hasn't bothered to fact-check that claim. Like Tony Fauci, Silicon Valley trusts China far more than they trust you. Ron Klain trusts China, too. Ron Klain is Joe Biden's pick for White House chief of staff. On January 27th of this year, Klain told Axios that China has been, quote, more transparent and more candid than it has been during past outbreaks. Why did Ron Klain think that? Possibly because the World Health Organization told him to think so. On January 8th, the WHO, funded, of course, by the Chinese government, released a similar message. Here it is, quote, preliminary identification of a novel virus in a short period of time is a notable achievement and demonstrates China's increased capacity to manage new outbreaks. It was like a press release. In other words, the rest of us ought to be thanking the government of China for the blessing of COVID-19. Much appreciated. A week later, the WHO was back with more demonstrably untrue propaganda straight from their overlords in Beijing. Quote, preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. That was yet another dangerous lie that without question cost American lives. But Twitter didn't fact-check that either. Instead, the American media, as a group, dutifully amplified the message. China did nothing wrong, they told us. Anyone who suggests otherwise, who suggests this thoroughly Chinese virus came from China, is by definition a racist. Whose fault is it that Americans are dying from the virus? It's America's fault. It's your fault. Stop asking questions. And by the way, they're still saying that. So thorough was the news blackout on the origins of this virus, the Chinese origins, that you had to go to Australian television to find out what was actually happening.
From the very beginning, throughout December, it was spreading, and we now know it was spreading human to human. But the official line of the Chinese government was that this was all related to an animal market, and once they closed the market...
And if you said that back in March, and back in April, and back in May, Twitter, Facebook, Google would all block you. And then when medical doctors and hospital heads and top virologists, the head of universities came out and said, it does have gain of function, it is spread human to human, but it only kills you if you're debilitated and don't have the right vitamins and minerals, they would then censor them as well. And now, all these different videos of legislative testimony in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, and other areas, powerful eyewitnesses, from the Postal Service and UPS and whistleblowers that got video of the fraud and the thumb drives being illegally loaded with info and taken away and then brought back. When one of those videos goes up and gets a 500,000 views in a couple hours, they don't just put a label saying it's disputed. They take down legislative, sworn under oath testimony. This isn't just censorship. This is an electronic straitjacket to push the gaslighting that Joe Biden won But finally, President Trump, yesterday afternoon in that 49-minute press conference that we basically aired the whole thing on the War Room, we aired large excerpts of it on Election Countdown. People kept asking me, well, why do you have a show called Election Countdown that you say is going to go through into February? Because we knew this was going to be disputed. The Democrats were never going to concede. And so they just announced Biden the winner with fraud. Plan A was to have a huge landslide victory through fraud. That didn't work because Trump's landslide was so big. So they froze the polls, froze the counting, said they did, really kept it going, and brought in some cases, thousands of votes without even one Trump vote in them. They're that lazy. They don't care. They think they've got media cover to engage in whatever crime they want. And now they're calling it the American virus. And if you call it the Chinese virus, you get restricted on the line as well. Big tech are anti-American criminals, merging with Big Pharma to carry out this medical technocracy dictatorship takeover. We must resist it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. Coming up next segment, I'm going to show you the inventor of the PCR test coming out and saying it is not accurate to test for viruses. That is not what it's designed to do. And you can turn it up to any point you want to find whatever it is you claim you're looking for. PCR test in the crosshairs, next segment. Because they're all over the news saying we're testing more Americans. You know, now they've tested something like 60 million Americans. And, oh my gosh, now 2,777 people died yesterday, they're saying, from COVID or COVID-related things. Which means you give them a test that the German courts have now ruled are 96% false positive. But if the hospitals test you and you say you're positive, if it says you're positive, they get an additional, $13,000 just to admit you. If they intubate you, another $39,000. And then if you die, even more money. And that's why it's only certain hospitals where you have most of the death, because they are killing people that they see as useless eaters, mainly homeless. And in the few promo videos that are out there of the supposed full hospitals that we know are empty, they'll have a few homeless in there that they can dress up and wear their little spacesuits with and try to scare everybody. But I've talked to the top medical doctors. You've seen all the interviews. You've seen all the evidence. And I talked to the owner of one of the big genetic engineering companies. Just happened to run into him. Not going to say how or where, because after he talked to me, his lawyers found out he talked to me. And he said it was, you know, don't repeat this for maybe you can tell people this. And his lawyers found out about it. And I got calls within an hour of talking to that guy to say, please do not say his name. Please do not say it. Please. But he's just like one of these rich billionaire scientists. And I'll tell you what he really thinks. Fauci's a total fraud. Gates is a fraud. He works with them. His company does real genetically engineered nanotech with anti-cancer antibodies for the colon, you know, all sorts of stuff. And he said, it's absolutely like you say, Jones. They turned the PCR test up so high that everybody supposedly has COVID when you don't. If you've ever had a coronavirus the last decade, it shows it, or a flu virus. But he said, plus the corona vaccine is a fraud because your body doesn't even see COVID-19 as enough of a threat to keep an immunity going. Most people won't even get antibodies with it. And that's what's come out in other big studies, is you don't keep the immunity because your body doesn't even see it as a threat. So they have to add all this other adjuvants into the shots to try to make your body see it as a threat to have a response. And now they're worried that every time you get a regular cold, you could die of an autoimmune response. So what they're giving you is an allergic reaction to the regular cold virus that's the most common. So instead of you beating it 99% of the time, you're going to get deathly ill and have an autoimmune response, and they're going to call it COVID-19, when what really killed almost everybody during the Spanish flu, 50 million it's estimated, was the autoimmune response. The autoimmune response. And, of course, masks were all the rage then, and they became incubators for bacterial pneumonia, and they estimate, Dr. Fauci wrote a paper on this in 2007, that most of the deaths were caused by bacterial pneumonia. So this is what the real medical science is saying, and this is what they're trying to suppress, and I've got a lot of news on that coming up. And then I'm going to hit Trump's incredible speech yesterday. We've got the highlights here. That's exactly what he needs to be doing. With 49 days left, he did it. Now he's got 48 days. Now he must expose communist China being behind Fauci, being behind Gates, being behind Biden. Take the gloves off. Only the president has a big enough bully pulpit to break through the electronic Berlin Wall and savage the globalist. Only directly from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, talking directly to the American people, leveling with us that this is a foreign takeover, we have a shot. The good news is you hear Lynn Wood saying it's a communist Chinese takeover. And the Democrats are clients of him. He used to be a Democrat. He understands it. Tucker Carlson says the coronavirus pandemic is a global fraud perpetrated by China, abetted by the powerful. Totally true. The real talking point that I've been hammering like the devil is now becoming the dominant point, and that's victory. To win a war, you got to admit you're in a war. You got to know who the enemy is. You got to know what their goals are. And the globalists are incredibly weak right now. They have a doddering, mindless puppet president that they believe they're going to be able to install fraudulently. They have all their blue cities and blue states collapsing. They have an ideology that's total fraud and total evil and couldn't be sold to anybody that had half a brain. And so we have to simply say, hey, you tried to say Trump wasn't legitimate, tried to stop him from being inaugurated with no proof saying he was a Russian. All we have is proof with Joe Biden. Trump, somebody calls in, hey, he's got a dead woman in his trunk. This is an allegory, an analogy. Cops pull him over, no dead woman, no blood, no nothing. No woman's been announced missing. Trump's got an alibi where he just was. Joe Biden, they call in, hey, Joe Biden's driving an 18-wheeler full of dead bodies. Cops pull him over, full of dead bodies. He's got blood all over him, scratches on his face. And they open up a bag, and it's a bunch of memory sticks of him videotaping him torturing women to death. I mean, that's the level of open and shut. You have the dead bodies. You have the serial killer killing them. You have everything. I mean, it's ridiculous. And here's the danger, though. With someone as incredibly compromised as this, with somebody as out of control, controlled like this, they are going to know that Biden's weak and scared and will do whatever the globalists, the Chi-Com's telling. And the media has already been trained to cover up the laptop and Hunter Biden and Burisma and the Moscow mayor paying him off $3.5 million. So now all they're going to do is get 10 times worse. And, of course, try to bring in such a depression that their people just need food. And so when you're starving, you'll do what you're told a lot of times, if you don't know who did it to you. And that's why the left's declaring martial law all over the blue cities and states. Same thing in Europe, same thing in Australia. This is a UN world government plan with the left coming down on us with both feet to drive us into submission. And Klaus Schwab admits it all. So this is open and shut. This is their takeover. All the big mega corporations are essential. Your business isn't. You go bankrupt. You're permanently under their control. That's their plan. We have the footage when we come back of the business owner being let out in chains in New York from his bar. All the other big businesses can stay open, but he can't. He's a mom and pop. He's not essential. He didn't want to go on welfare, live in a shack, so he goes to jail. The answer is a chain reaction resistance and not following any of the government's damn illegal orders.
Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020 will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Body Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock. Everything sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days applies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Restaurant and bar there on Staten Island. New York told, hey, you're not essential, buddy. You can have a little patio out here, and you can have maybe 5% of your patrons for the whole winter and maybe next year. You're going to go bankrupt. And he said, no, we're essential. And the police said, we're going to arrest you. So he said, you know what? I'm an autonomous zone like the commies. But they send their undercover police as if they were doing something secret and arrested him. We'll go ahead and roll the footage of that. Again, this is the Alex Jones Show. We're into hour number one here, 30-something minutes in.
Joe Rogan in studio coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and some other special guests. We have one of the main groups exposing China's selling of human body parts of political dissidents. They don't even hide it. Apple is a big part of it. That's coming up as well today. And remember how we override the globalists? You tell people about the forbidden show. That is white hot thanks to you spreading the word. And the fact that everything we've warned about and broken down is now all manifesting because we've studied the globalists. But here is New York City bar owner who defied coronavirus restrictions arrested. You mean the martial law? Here's some of the other headlines dealing with all of this. L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. L.A. mayor refusing to wear a mask is an act of domestic terrorism. You're a terrorist. UK government medical officer says wear a mask for years to come. Yeah, it's permanent. This is all martial law. This is all cult training. That's all it is. It's people being let out in chains because big tech says you're not essential. Oh, but big tech and their restaurants and Walmarts. In fact, I sent this to the producers a few days ago. They probably can't find it while we're live, but it was a picture tells a thousand words, and it shows an empty church, but a full Walmart. A Walmart with big lines, full of people, parking lot full, but a church is closed. And that's all you've really got to know about any of this. And then you see the numbers. Jeff Bezos has doubled his wealth this year. And they admit because of the lockdown. Oh, but all your businesses were closed. His wasn't. They all came up with this. And it was big tech and South by Southwest and the left that all closed first and all canceled their big events to create the domino. But then they all opened right back up. 44 million U.S. workers have filed for unemployment while billionaires got $637 billion richer, Business Insider. And those are old numbers. It's far worse than that now. So this isn't our opinion. This is economic, cultural warfare. And this is obliterating the old system and bringing in a top-down consolidated system. So yeah, go ahead and roll. The owner of the bar being let out last night in handcuffs for keeping his business open and saying that he's essential. By the way, a lot of these businesses tried to get the stimulus, and they never got the stimulus.
A lot of cops. What are they, arresting a member of MS-13? No, it's just a guy who owns a bar who had the nerve to open for business in violation of Governor Cuomo's new COVID restrictions, which were just in place for certain neighborhoods. His name is Danny Presti. He's in custody right now. That's a real shame.
Now let's show you a town in Michigan where the business owner comes up and takes over the local live feed and says, listen, you're forcing me to fight back. You're bankrupting me. I tried to get the damn stimulus last time, and I was not eligible. Listen, we went and tried just to see. We tried to log on thousands of times over a couple months, thousands of times. I'm talking 20 times a day. I had like five employees trying because we were losing a ton of money and things were falling apart, and I wanted to just see if we could get it. Then I hired a law firm to check, and they said, no, you can't get it. Amazon got $33 billion of the stimulus money. Here's the headline. Watch what happens when a struggling business owner walks into a live news feed. Here it is.
The details on why the judge said no. Marius, is everything okay?
Okay. My government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morris. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back.
Okay? So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen. There was enough money to give every family in this country, $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us. So, you could have given me money. I'd gladly walk away for 60 days and let this virus settle down. I'm not going to do it alone. Okay?
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay open?
State order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me.
That's Dave Morris, business owner. He's essential. But see, he didn't get the money. But here's the problem. You were never supposed to get it. It's meant to bankrupt you and get you out of the business chain to consolidate control. Klaus Schwab admits this is economic warfare to kill the capitalist economy and have the megabanks come in and take control and dictate. They admit it. And people are finally getting it. Already 2 million people starved to death. Hell, that's an old number. Hundreds of millions are set to starve to death, the UN admits. The very group that's done the lockdown then tells the world that now you need to give us tens of billions to feed people that are starving to death, but the UN doesn't even do that. The UN goes around sex trafficking and mass murdering from Haiti to the Congo, from Guatemala to Bangladesh. I mean, you name it, they do it, to Burma. My God, just type in UN sex trade, UN slavery. They run the damn thing bigger than it ever was. Look at the AP 25-page article came out a few years ago, got zero coverage, where they went and found tens of thousands of missing children, hundreds that had been killed, Haitians. Oh, and guess whose foundation was at the center of it and whose head of the Haiti operation for the Clintons went to jail but got out in a couple years and changed her name, and she now runs Amber Alert. Can't make it up. You're going to be snatching kids, folks. You got to be in control and knowing who saw them and who's reporting them. They got their people on the inside everywhere, and they are the most ruthless demons the world has ever seen. We have a serious case of Satanist pedophiles. Okay? So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll play the PCR test when we come back. The inventor of it saying it's a total fraud. And they know that. And the German courts have said it's a total fraud. But you know what Twitter and Facebook do when you try to share those articles? They shut it down. They shut down legislature hearings with total proof. I mean, they have the Amistad Institute, super respected, nonpartisan law firm for been around out of the subgroup. It's for about 100 years. You know, Amistad, that's like a British abolitionist. Folks that ended slavery all over the world. They had found total proof with the eyewitnesses and everything of total fraud in Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of votes being shipped in for Biden. I mean, they have it. It's done. It's done. It's done. Just this one case overturns it all. And it's just hundreds and hundreds of cases. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I've known Joe Rogan 22 years. He's a really interesting guy, a really fun guy to know personally. And he is a tough guy. He is a very focused person. But at the same time, he's a really sweet person. And he really genuinely wants everybody to get along and really believes in humanity. And he projects his own goodness onto people. I did a 4-hour interview with him Tuesday night, and I was going to air it yesterday, but it was 4+ hours long, and then quite a bit during the interview we shot like it was live, just nonstop, took a few bathroom breaks. He would say, hey, why don't we play a clip of that or play a clip of this? He wasn't fact-checking me. He was like, hey, why don't you play this clip here? And I'm like, we'll have to do that in post. So we ended up staying up here until about midnight last night, adding a lot of the clips and things in to back up what Rogan said into it. So it's like 4.5 hours long. And he was in studio here 2 days ago. When I say he'll be in studio, it's the footage of that. We're going to air some of the highlights and excerpts coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then at about 1 o'clock or so, we're going to post the full four-plus hour interview. And the reason this is important is everything Joe does gets millions of views. And everything he does with me gets 20, 30, 40 million views. I mean, a lot of other people he interviews are, or he talks to are big as well. But Joe doesn't do a lot of interviews. And so this is a great way to reach out to new people that, oh, I don't want to look at Alex Jones, but they'll look at something Joe Rogan's doing. And so this is a powerful interview. 4.5 hours long, and it's going to be posted to band.video very, very soon. We'll be playing excerpts here on the air, and it's a great tool for you to reach out to your friends and your family and your neighbors with, hey, you know, Alex Jones is forbidden. Well, Joe Rogan was on his show. It's wild. And then give it to him. And by the way, everything I do is free to air. Everything I do is copyright free, meaning that you can take it, you can share it, you can edit it, you can cut it, you can play it on your show. We get so many emails and so many letters saying, can I paint InfoWars on my barn? Or can I make copies of your DVD and get them out? You better. But as conservatives and patriots and Christians and nationalists, we're so into the rules that we curtail ourselves. We're in a war. I don't care about my website getting the traffic. Let me tell you what happened last time Joe Rogan was on this show. It was 1.5 years ago. I'd just gone on his. He was in here in Austin visiting. He was already thinking about moving to Austin. He was already thinking about starting a comedy club here. It was already going on in his brain. The lockdown just pushed it over the edge. And we hung out, went out to dinner, a bunch of stuff. Yeah, that's me there at Joe's studios in L.A. back when he had them there. Cool Conan the Barbarian original painting. Or a print of an original. And what was my point? I get distracted by what I see on screen sometimes. Oh, I'm not allowed on YouTube. So the interview gets posted by just a little sub-channel of somebody I never heard of. It gets 3 million views in 2 days. It's going to get 50 million views probably. And they deleted it. And so that's the thing, is that I just want this information to get out. And it's a very thought-provoking interview, and I'm proud of it. And, again, Joe went 4+ hours with us, and we had some fun. So a lot of it's silly. A lot of it's very, very serious. There's some surprises. But like I said, that'll be at band.video. And that will be at Infowars.com and a lot more by the end of the next hour. And I hope you share it because, again, you're hardcore political like I am. You got to understand something that's a cultural icon like Joe Rogan. And we're political 1776, defeat the globalist. That's the most important thing. And it's huge and it's the key to everything. But Joe Rogan is a bridge to other people. And Joe likes what I do. He knows that most of what I cover is accurate. And he has a lot of courage coming on the show. Believe me, he's went through a lot to have me on, went through a lot to come on here, went through a lot of pressure. So you can sit back and say, oh, well, Joe Rogan should do more. No one else in his position is. And look, I like Tucker Carlson. I admire him. He's a friend. We talk. I'll leave it at that. But I'm banned from going on his show. And he used to plug InfoWars on there. And, you know, obviously you don't see that anymore because they, you know, it's nobody's been willing to go to bat for me in a big position of power other than Trump behind the scenes. And, you know, Biden gets in. I got told last week, hell, I got told 2 days ago, that I'm enemy number two. I got told by them. They said, Jones, I got this call by one of the folks that works for the Clintons who's a Republican. And he said, Jones, you had enough yet? You ready to come in out of the cold? And I said, just as soon as you stop running slave camps in China, just as soon as you guys stop being involved in pedophilia, how about that? So, you know, it's obvious what Matt Drudge did. Whatever they did to him, he finally rolled over. So, here's the thing. I can't do it. I can't roll over. I can't give up. I just can't do it. People are too evil. Doesn't mean that I'm not sick of fighting them. Doesn't mean I don't want to look at Joe Biden. I don't even hate these people. I just can't stand them. They're repulsive. It's like hating a dead dog in the street that has maggots all over it. Do I hate it? No, I just don't want to smell it or look at it. I mean, Joe Biden is a creepy, evil, twisted, horrid, scary-looking dude, man. The lights are on, but nobody's home. You think I want to spend my time looking at him? Spend my time with my mind, my energy? No, I'm sick of these people. But they're not going to leave us alone. They're not going to go away without a fight. So here we are. Come on, Alex, you're an elitist. You're smart. You see it all. The general public doesn't. They tear you apart if they can get the position you've got. Join us. We'll protect you. Really, like you protect all the pedophiles? Like you run slave camps for Christians? No, no. I don't want to be protected. I don't want to be given immunity by you because you don't have it from God. I've got my immunity. Thank you very much. All looks so inviting. Oh, all the money, all the private jets, all the best medicine, all the best sex, all the best drugs. All, just Jones, we love you. Just come with us. Come. You don't think I get hate from the enemy. You know, it's like, oh, Jones, we know you're going to make the right decision. We know you're going to come over to us, Jones. Come to us. Come here. Come to us. Come. Come to us. Meanwhile, all these corporate lawyers and all these sellouts would do, they'd kill their firstborn to be part of this. It's disgusting, but I won't be part of it. And I'll stay in this fight as long as you keep me in the fight. Two things that are back in stock. Prostaguard's been sold out for quite a while. Men and women buy it. It's admitted that salt palmetto is really good for your prostate. It's not just that gland. It's good for men and women. Look at the studies. It's a high-quality salt palmetto, and then it's got a bunch of zinc and a bunch of other key things for your immune system. It's got a bunch of ingredients. Infowarsstore.com. And it's $19.95. You're not going to find a brand anywhere near this for that cost. We're discounting it massively. Prostaguard, back in stock, $19.95, free shipping. An additional 10% off the promo code Patriot. Oh, I mean, at that price, we're making like $5 on this. So get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code Patriot at checkout. And what else is back in stock? Alpha Power. It's got a bunch of patented ingredients in it that are known to boost your body's natural libido, stamina, energy. It's powerful. Go read the ingredients in Alpha Power. I'm not going to belabor it here on air for you today, but you need to check it out. Also, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% your humanoid, leading competitors, 3 to 5%. So good for your immune system, so good for everything. Amazing anti-inflammatory. Body's is also massively discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And promo code Patriot. And that's how we fund this operation. We also have the activated charcoal toothpaste that's really strong and amazing. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Just check it all out while you're there. And know you're the ones putting us in the field. Not Soros, not Kissinger, not any of these New World Order people, but you. You keep us in the field, and we thank you for that because I don't want to give up. Not now, especially, because we're just about to have our victory. Stay with us.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.